Those who are faithful suffer, and those who are unfaithful suffer as well. For far from Christ, every joy is, at its root, nothing but bitterness, and every pleasure a lie. Think about that for a moment. Whether one follows Christ or not, there is suffering. But without Christ, even what appears to be joy becomes empty. The professor goes on even deeper. Hearts suffer, torn by the horrors of spreading wars, by families falling apart, by conflicts that set brother against brother everywhere. Bodies suffer, cut down by gunfire, worn out by labor, weakened by illness, and burdened by every kind of hardship. One could say that the contemporary world fills the air with a great and clamorous groan, the groan of the wicked who live far from God, and of the just who live tormented by the wicked. Do you see what he is saying? Everyone suffers. The just suffer from the attacks of the wicked, and the wicked suffer from the emptiness of their own pleasures. There is no escape from suffering in this world, only a choice of which suffering to carry. Now, what should our response be? The professor says, the darker the circumstances become, the more we must ask Our Lady to bring an end to such suffering, not only to relieve our pain, but for the greater good of our souls. In this time filled with anguish, let us confidently turn our eyes to Our Lady, asking her to shorten that great moment for which we all wait, the moment when a new Pentecost will shine forth with light and hope in this darkness and restore everywhere the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ.